Me, I'm 15 female, has lived in this house with my mom, 54 female, and my sister, 16 female, for my whole life. When I was little, I used to have grueling, terrifying dreams. Let me know if you want me to explain one of those. They've only gotten worse, though. In my house, there have been many noises that could be explained as house-settling noises, but one day I could not explain it. There were many times stuff has happened and still does, especially in my room. One night, I went downstairs to my kitchen to get a drink, bent down to grab a Gatorade when I heard stomping up the stairs. My kitchen is directly attached to my basement, and there is no door there. I immediately ran up the stairs into my room. Now, the things that happened more frequently are things on my bedroom shelves that fall down without any explanation. No windows are open, no draft, no air conditioner, nothing. Things just fall off my shelf without me doing anything. Put them back on my shelves in the positions where it would be impossible for them to fall off. But somehow they still do. If anyone has any advice or any explanation, please reply. Thanks. I'm gonna call this girl Lily for now. She was in my class, and I was her only friend. I'm a pagan and respect everyone's beliefs. She told me she was Christian, and of course, I didn't have a problem with it, since before I converted, I was Christian too. But at this point, I had no idea she was in fact in a Christian cult that believes that they are all slaves to God and take orders from Him. I made some research about this cult and found out they in fact think God is actively talking to them in their head and they are just like robots fulfilling his wishes. Anyways, back to the story. She invited me to her birthday party to sleep over. She lived about 2 hours away from me by bus. As soon as I arrived, I already had a weird feeling, but I brushed it off and ignored it. They had a huge Jesus hanging on their walls outside of the house. The statue was about 5 meters big. And when I entered the house, the first thing I saw was a huge altar. But that didn't bother me since I have an altar too. For my own work, as I said, I'm pagan and very open to everything. The afternoon went very well as I was talking to her family, which were very nice people, until we started to eat. They started praying to God and I didn't, since I'm not Christian, as I said. When they realized I wasn't praying with them, they forced me to do so. So I did since I didn't want to come off as rude, and at that point, I was already scared and felt very uncomfortable in this household. We went to bed, and in her room, she has a glass wall with a glass door, which led to a balcony. I really did try to sleep. I kept waking up hearing weird noises, almost like footsteps on the roof. I went outside to the balcony because I thought it was just me being stupid. But then I looked down, and I swear there was something behind the tree. I saw it moving. It was a shadow. At this point, I just wanted to go home, but there were no buses driving at night, so I had to stay there. This night was an absolute nightmare. After 10 minutes of staying outside the balcony, I saw her dad, which is a pastor, outside doing some weird shit. I don't even know what it was, but as soon as he saw me, he told me immediately to go back inside. So I did. Absolutely scared, I drew a protection rune on my arm, which really hurt on my skin. I can still see the injury, and when I tried to go to bed again, I saw that shadow on the fucking balcony. Lily's still asleep. The dad comes into the room, and as soon as he entered, the shadow was gone. But he had this weird energy around him. We had this conversation why I shouldn't go on the balcony. It's cold, it's dark. I should be asleep. It was summer, it really wasn't cold though. I stayed awake for the rest of the night after that. I broke contact with Lily, but since then that happened, I keep waking up with scratches on my arm. I, female 19, was raised by two atheists. so I never had any religious understandings of death or reincarnation or communication from those who have passed. This regrettably meant that most of the things I learned about ghosts growing up was through ghost stories meant to scare friends and scary movies. I also took a large interest in psychology, so I'd always find ways to work around or logically explain unusual experiences I had as a kid. Only recently, I started to reflect on my experiences through a different eye, due to an experience I had last month that changed my perspective on things. I used to live in Singapore, and I mention this only because Singapore is a small island that was recently developed over the past 50 years and still has lots of history tied to residencies now. Many people claim areas of Singapore is very haunted. In Singapore, I was raised in a shop house, which specifically is tied to Singaporean history. There were lots of unusual experiences I had in that house, but I won't go into detail about them because there's too many, and I want to focus on the big ones. The summaries, though, the two places I believe were haunted in that house were the master bedroom and the top floor. Now to the main focus and what I have the most questions about. If anyone has any theories or similar experiences, I would really appreciate learning about them as they could give me a greater understanding for what I went through. My mom used to collect antique or vintage items, and there was one in particular, traditional Chinese wedding dress, that she kept in her room next to her bed on a coat hanger. Ever since that was moved into her room, I felt uncomfortable as a child being alone in there. I always had this underlying dread that I didn't understand at the time. Over the course of a couple of years, whenever I had nightmares and I would go to sleep in her room, I would wake up in the middle of the night and turn to look at the dress as if it was an instinct, or as I thought it woke me up. I have one particularly vivid memory of sleeping in her room one night and then having a nightmare of someone chasing me. As soon as the woman caught up to me in my dream, I woke up to see the lady next to my bedside. She looked to be a young adult and was dressed in traditional Chinese garment, which at that time I wouldn't have been able to imagine because I had no prior knowledge of what Chinese garments looked like except for the wedding dress, but it was different. The woman told me to go back to sleep and finish my dream, but I told her that I didn't know. She insisted that I go back to sleep and try, so I said I would. I asked her who she was, but she told me to sleep, so I turned away from her and knocked my knuckle on my forehead to see if it was real. I felt it. I will never forget the sensation. When I turned back, she was gone. My mother later told me that the paintings next to the dress moved every morning and she had to adjust them each time. A few years later, my mom hired a medium to cleanse her at the house after issues relating to work. This medium turned her attention to the dark energy that she felt was present in the house. Without my mother mentioning anything about the dress, this woman led her straight to it and said that it was where the energy was coming from. She told my mom that the dress belonged to a woman who passed away just before her wedding and was unhappy with where the dress was, so she attached herself to it. To summarize, she said my mom had to get rid of the dress and return it to a place where the woman would be happy. My mom agreed, and since the dress was gone and the house was cleansed, I had no further paranormal experiences in the house. So, this is where my questions come in. I feel as though the ghost or energies in the house targeted me directly. Everyone who stayed at the house overnight was always eager to leave the next day or tell me about sensations they would feel in the night. For example, is that a friend of mine felt something breathing on the back of her neck. Many of my childhood friends and neighbors specifically refused to go to the top floor. Despite this, though, I feel as though the most intense and physical interactions happened when I was home alone, or when everyone else was asleep. Does anyone know why this may be? Was there something in particular about me that welcomed that? I, 15 female, live in a fairly new apartment in Australia with my grandma, grandpa, and when my first encounter happened, my uncle, Here's a little background info. My apartment is on the 26th floor. You need a key card to access the elevator, and we have a heavy door that makes a click when shut and opened with a secure lock. We have two cats, one at the time of the first encounter. It's a two-bedroom apartment. My uncle, who used to have my current room and my grandparents' room. I used to sleep on the couch, as it was a two bedrooms, which didn't bother me. But when my uncle went out for the night, I got his room. The night my first encounter happened, my uncle went out clubbing, so I got his room. This happened when I was about 8 to 9 years old. It was way past my bedtime, but I wanted to try and pull an all-nighters, as some kids do. It was 12 a.m., and I was watching some sort of vlog channel on YouTube with my door open. All was fine until I heard loud, consistent, and slow chopping like a knife on a chopping board from the kitchen. From my uncle's room, the kitchen was about 5 meters away. I was confused, but not scared. My train of thought was thinking it was just the cat or the TV. Then I looked next to me, and my cat was right there. I got a little shaken, still trying to convince myself the noise was something else, as the consistent slow chops continued. I called out for my nan and my grandpa. No response. So I turned down the TV volume all the way down to see if it was the sound glitch. It wasn't. The chops of the knife on the chopping board continued for about 5 seconds after I turned the TV volume down. I froze in my bed, unable to move. My mom had mentioned to me what paralysis demons were, so that's what I thought it was. But I was awake, just frozen in fear. I reached for the TV remote again to turn the volume back up, and the chopping followed a few seconds after the volume was back up. Being just a kid, I didn't know what to do. I would have heard the locked door opened and if it was a break-in. I don't know what struck me in the moment, but I turned the TV volume back down. I leaped up and tiptoed to the door. I poked my head out to see the kitchen. Nothing. No one. Nothing but a knife on the chopping board. I slammed my door and jumped back into bed, hiding under the covers until I fell asleep. The next morning, I went to my grandparents' room, and the first thing I asked was, "Were you in the kitchen at midnight making some food last night?" They got confused but said no. "Why, were you awake at midnight?" I still get chills thinking about that night, and I have no possible way to debunk it. None of us sleepwalk. I would have heard the door opened, and I was definitely not dreaming. The second encounter happened about a year ago. Reminder for this story that I live in a 26 stories high. My bedroom has a wall where it was just windows with a city view, and nothing but our balcony next to it. My uncle moved out at the end of 2019, so I had his old room now. It was a dark out. I can't remember the exact time, but my grandparents were dead asleep. I was playing a game on my laptop, nothing out of the ordinary for me, but I started to hear loud knocks on my window. "What the fuck?" was my instant thought. My curtains were opened, and I could see perfectly fine. Nothing was there, not even a bird. The knocks were left and right, high and low, but very loud. I ran out of the room with tears in my eyes and called a friend while I sat in the bathroom for a while. My friend has zero belief in the paranormal, couldn't even find a reasonable explanation for what had happened. They just said, "I really don't know." After a bit of courage, I went back in my room, and everything was the same. There was no more knocking, but a handprint on the window. I didn't put that there. I stayed on that call for a while, because I was terrified, and I struggled to sleep that night. Those are my paranormal encounters that I don't know how to debunk or explain without getting massive chills. If anyone could write a possible explanation for any of the stories, I would love to see your thoughts. I was on a call with my friend reading horror stories from No Sleep Paranormals here, and I was reading, I saw someone that I wasn't supposed to see. I got to around the end of the story, and my light and fan just switched off. My TV was still on, so I could see lights under my door. So I walked out, my grandpa was watching TV, and my nan had just got home from a meeting, so I asked, "Are our lights still connected?" "Our lights accidentally got connected, meaning then I turned mine on my grandpa's light on. A few weeks ago, we had a new remote installed, but she said, 'Nope, the problem was fixed,' and I just walked into the door. Why do you ask?" I explained to her that the situation, and she said it could be something to do with the power. "But wouldn't that affect my TV and the lights also?" "I'm not sure, but I'm pretty freaked out. My light and fan still work perfectly fine, by the way. It's not like it got disconnected or broke." I was talking to someone in the comments when I posted this to a non-paranormal-based Reddit. Two hot takes, and I didn't think it was important to add at first, but I don't get the feeling of maliciousness from the spirit. I'm not one to judge and thought I'm freaking out on the inside, but I have woken up with massive scratches across my body that weren't there when I went to sleep. I didn't think it was a massive detail to add, seeing I have two cats, and it could be them, but I lock them out of my room at night, and the most they get is scratching, and the most I get from them are scratches on my hands. Now, I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm a skeptic, and I normally can always find a way to explain stuff. I can mostly chalk this experience up to me being a kid at the time and having a wild imagination, especially since it was believed my house at the time was haunted. So naturally, I probably thought I saw something that wasn't there or imagined something. It's still a weird experience, though, even if it might have been my mind playing tricks. Even weirder that I can still remember this vividly, and even the feeling I got. I was around 5 to 7 years old at the time. It was in summertime, so school was out. I slept in to about 10 to 11 a.m. as I had stayed up playing video games. I also have to mention I was home alone. My brother and Ma had gone grocery shopping. I was used to this and knew what to do since I was independent, even when I was young. Even though my Ma and brother were out, I had no idea that I was alone. The very first thing on my mind as soon as I woke up was to hop on the game and get ahead. One of our gaming systems was set up in my brother's room, so I walked down the hallway towards his room, hoping he wouldn't be playing on it. Now, my brother's room was right next to my Ma's room. You can even see a little into it if you're sitting in the chair while playing on his gaming system. So as I approached his room, I saw, out of the corner of my eye, my brother appear in the doorway of my Mom's room. I didn't really full-on look at him, because I was walking fast, and all I had in my mind was wanting to play this game. I just said, "Hey, since you're in Mom's room already, I'm going to go play on your gaming console, if that's okay with you." He didn't answer, but I just ignored and got comfortable in the chair and waited for the system to boot up. As I was sitting there, my brother continued to be in the doorway of my Ma's room, from the corner of my eye. I finally started getting an uneasy feeling, because from the corner of my eye, I couldn't make out his face at all. So I finally decided to look at him to question what the heck was he doing. When I did, he had vanished. I was super confused at first and yelled out to him. No answer. Then I yelled out to Ma. No answer. So I yelled for both of them. Still no answer. I soon got a super creepy feeling like someone was watching me, and I quietly got up from my seat, turned the console off, put away the game, and then I walked out of the house. I waited on the porch until my brother and my Ma come home. My Mom was puzzled why I was on the porch in just my pajamas, but I just said something scared me in the house. My Ma looked everywhere in the house, but there was nothing. I will admit the house did give me the creeps at times, and that's the only moment where I can fully explain what I experienced. Just wanted to share this because everyone I told this to finds it interesting that a skeptic like me also might have has experienced something. Also, for the context of the house, apparently a little girl had died in the house. There isn't anything about my little boy possibly passing away in my old house, so I really don't know what I saw. Also, me and my brother's friends, would refuse to sleep over at my house because they thought it was super scary at night. But this happened during the day, so I really can't explain it, besides a wild imagination of mine when I was 5 to 7 years old. After recently discovering the subreddit and reading a bit, I thought I'd post my own weird ghost story. I don't know what to make of this incident that happened long ago to me when I was a teenager. It's hard to explain away, but I swear this really happened. So I was around 17 or 18 at the time, and I slept in the basement of the house I grew up in. I had a mattress there and would sleep in front of our dryer, with the mattress pointing away from the dryer, and my pillow on the end farthest from the dryer. Nothing spooky or weird had ever happened in this house in the time I grew up there for this story. When I slept, it was pitch black in the room, because being a basement, there wasn't really anywhere for light to get in. It was so dark that even after your eyes adjusted, you still could not see a foot in front of you. I never had a problem with that since I slept well that way. Anyway, one night I'm snoozing away, and sometime very late in the night, I suddenly awoke to see, standing in front of the dryer at my feet, a transparent woman dressed in old-style clothing, like something from the Old West. Long skirt and button-down shirt of some sort, her hair pulled back in a bun. She was holding what looked like a modern laundry basket. And as I laid there for a couple of seconds trying to understand what was going on, she suddenly emptied the laundry basket by tilting it towards me. Out of it fell a waterfall, transparent laundry, which I couldn't see clearly since it was bunched up like a laundry usually is. At this point, maybe 4 to 5 seconds in the incident, I jumped backwards off the mattress and crashed into a bunch of cardboard boxes filled with household items my parents stored in the basement. To say I was scared is a major understatement. The crashing around I did in the dark woke the rest of the family, who turned on the basement light to see what was making all the noise. At this point, the woman had vanished and I was alone. The incident shook me pretty hard, as I'd always had been a skeptic of the existence of spirits and ghosts. I continued sleeping in the basement until I moved out, like a year later. But nothing ever happened again, and if it wasn't burned in my memory so clearly, I would have thought I imagined it. I don't think I did, though. Long story short, from 2015, I live in New York with my mom while my dad moved to North Carolina with his new wife, and the house they live in is supposedly haunted by spirits that follow my older stepbrother. Now, lucky me, I have never actually seen these spirits with my eyes, but I have felt and heard them. I visit each summer, and a situation I even wanted to talk to you all about was this one time me and my stepbro Eli were home alone, while my other stepbro named Gabriel was at school. It was midday and sunny out when I had decided to go upstairs to grab my PS, but as I was walking upstairs, I heard something from the attic. It sounded like Gabriel screaming, "Eli, Eli, help me! Eli, Eli, help me!" And I froze. I had never been that scared in my life. Something kept me from even taking another step since the scream was coming from directly above me. I looked down at Eli, who was under the stairs on the couch watching TV, and I asked him if he heard Gabriel. He said, "Fuck that, bro. I just started running out of the house, and I followed him like the brave hero I am." No joke. That was by far the most time I have ever felt fear in my life. Whatever was talking to us, or I guess talking to Eli, sounded evil, though. It was talking in Gabriel's voice. The school they went to was about an hour bus ride, so Gabriel didn't get home until 4:30-ish. And of course, we told him about it, and he thought we were crazy. but I would see him run to the bathroom at night sometimes. But anyways, the most I have ever seen until that point was a door closing on its own while we were playing Smash on 3DS. And another time at night, I felt a blanket pulled or tug off me. But this time was different. The voice hearing the desperation in his voice yelling for us still sends chills down my spine. If any of you heard some of the stories that they have, it would make mine look lame in comparison, especially my oldest stepbrother's.